Again, 100 million people in this country are dependent on the success of small business. So we couldn't be more excited about what we're doing. And with that, what I'm going to do is now is introduce Congressman Peter Roskam. Peter Roskam is currently a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, serving Illinois' 6th Congressional District, first assuming the office in 2007, serving as the Chief Deputy Majority Whip from 2011 to 2014. He has been a lifelong defender of small businesses and was actively engaged in the fight last year to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act while serving as the chairman of the Tax Policy Subcommittee. Again, I know it was a heavy lift, and you and Chairman Brady and others who were all part of that as well on the House Ways and Means, we couldn't have done it without your help. Prior to his time in federal office, Congressman Roskam served in the Illinois House of Representatives and later in the Illinois State Senate. And with that, please welcome Representative Peter Roskam.
Well, Alfredo, thank you very much. And Nicole, we're really interested in hearing your story, and I'm pleased to be with my colleague Randy Hultgren and my colleague Dan McConchie, who's a state senator for this area. Let me give you a little bit of a sense of what is the backstory, because I think the backstory is absolutely fascinating. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, H.R. 1, are our key to the future. Which is without question, there's a buoyancy, there's an optimism that comes with that. But there's something that was deeper that was going on in this great debate. And it was absolutely fascinating to see. And here's the deeper thing. That what we're doing is we're seeing that there are two competing views of the economy that are competing for the affections of the American people. And particularly competing for the views and the affections of millennials today. One view of the economy we reject. And that view of the economy says, if you are successful, that has to mean that someone is hurt by your success. It has to mean that you had an unfair advantage, you did something untoward, and so forth. It's a zero-sum game view of the economy. We reject that. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is a celebration and an embrace of a different view of the economy. It says, if Nicole and her family are successful in growing this business, that's great, not just for Nicole and her family, but for the employees, for the community, for the suppliers, for the customers, and so forth. And there is a vibrancy to that. There is a buoyancy to that. And that's who we have historically been as Americans. When Alfredo asked us all to raise our hands a minute ago to reflect on how small business taps each one of us, it's a very significant reminder to realize that it is small business that is at the foundation of the growth of our country. And so as you're looking out over the landscape today and you're thinking actually about larger themes, things that are bigger, it is not an overstatement to say that if we want the United States to be a strong diplomatic power in the world, and the world's a very tumultuous place, and we want us to have a strong diplomatic influence, in order for that to happen, we've got to be a strong military power. And in order for us to be a strong military power, we have to be a strong economic power. And small business is at the very foundation of our economic power, our economic growth. So it's a joy to be here. It's a joy to be celebrating something. You know, there's groups that are out there that have become basically professional critics. And while that's all sort of interesting and charming on its own, it doesn't get anything done. And so what we're saying is, let's embrace things that get done. Let's embrace the success of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And let's continue to tell this wonderful story. So thank you very much, Alfredo, for the invitation, for Nicole, for your hospitality, and it's just a joy to be here talking about this good bill. Thank you.